through the years, I've had a love-hate relationship with Charles Finney. 25 years ago, if you said something negative about Charles Finney, why, you'd have a fight on your hands, for I vehemently defended him against all reformed attackers. Then about 10 years ago, I flip-flopped to the other side and became one of his biggest detractors by publishing books, which put him in a poor light, as I felt it was Finney who led the churches to the sad condition they are now in, through his brand of theology and methodology. In reality, it's our own fault if we fail to preach the full counsel of God under the anointing of the Spirit of God, and it's unfair to lay the blame at another's feet who lived over 150 years ago. I admit in the past I've been too harsh on Finney, but I'm older now, and I can sit at Finney's feet and learn from him, even if I disagree with certain aspects about him. I've learned an important lesson, which as a revival scholar, it's an important lesson to learn. One cannot fairly judge a man from another time period or generation. It cannot be done. The generation in which a man labors for God is too far removed from the present one, and it is unfair to press our opinions upon a man's ministry, to which we were not eyewitnesses to. The complex technological and perverted society of 2018 cannot be juxtaposed to the industrial rural America of 1834, the height of his labors. As unorthodox as Finney was in his theology, he still possessed more vital Christianity in his big toe than I have in my entire body. I therefore issue this public apology to his memory.